Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep it together. Somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back at everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little sticker. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast. It's Friday, April 15th, 2022, and we here tonight. Tonight is a very special night. It's a special night because I'm going to say that I'm dedicating this show to the elderly, the wise, the mature, the trailblazers, people who walk the walk and talk the talk, the ones that's been around the corner a couple of times, or more than a couple of times. I said to myself, I'm going to dedicate my show to everybody that's 60 years old and over. Now, I'm not doing that because I think that the people that's over 60 is old and decrepit. I'm saying this because I think when you're 60 and up, you're just starting to live. You know what you want, you know what you need, and you know how to get what you want, and you know how to get what you need. You've been through enough ups and downs, trials and tribulations, relationships, pitfalls, knocked down and getting back up. But we have to show love sometimes for the for the older generation, I like to say that I like to break it down like this. It's four quarters in life. The first quarter in life is 0 to 25 years old. The second quarter in life is 25 to 50 years old. The third quarter in life is 50 years old to 75 years old. And the fourth and final quarter of life is 75 to 100. So this show tonight is for me too. I'm in the third quarter. It's for everybody who in the third quarter of life. Everybody who enjoying the third quarter of life. And if you're not enjoying it, and if it's boring, your life is boring, and you're going through something, maybe these next 2 hours will bring some joy to your life or happiness or something. Because that's what I'm here for. Because, you know, you could be anywhere, but you're here with me. And that's a good thing. So the topics for this evening is, and I pondered this in my mind, like talking about this, but I mean, why not? Shit. Sex after 60. Sex before marriage, or should you wait? And sugar daddies and sugar mamas. So we're going to talk about all of that tonight. We're going to talk about sex after 60. We're going to talk about sugar daddies and sugar mamas. We're going to talk about should you have sex before marriage, or should you wait till you get married, or why you should have sex before you get married, or why you should wait. You know, so we got a couple of rules here. If you called in and you want to make a statement, you have to press 1. That way I'll know you online and I'll bring you in. If you on the link, unfortunately, if you on the link, you can't go live because you're on the link. But if you call in and you press 1, you definitely can go live and give your opinions, and we can discuss and debate on a couple of things, or maybe agree, or maybe disagree to agree. There's no right answers and there's no wrong answers on my show. So with that being said, if some people having trouble calling in, you might have the calling from a landline phone, or you might just have the calling from another phone because they still having difficulties with certain phone companies calling the radio show. I'm having a couple of drinks tonight. I'm drinking some Tito's. I might even smoke a little tonight. I'm not really sure. I'm just feeling good. I had a real good day today. I woke up this morning. I went for a walk in Eastside Park in Paterson, New Jersey. You know, that's where the show was based, out of Paterson, New Jersey, born and raised. Got up, went for a walk and the park. Came back home. And then I drove to Bloomfield, New Jersey to Cell Power and got me a high-powered peanut butter protein shake and a curry chickpea wrap. And that held me until tonight. And then tonight I wind up having a slice of pizza that I really shouldn't have had because it really wasn't that good. But I did have that. I'm trying to, somebody texting me saying they're having problems getting through. Give me a minute here. They're having a problem. Another thing, I don't want anybody to be fooled. The COVID is back. It's back. Yeah, I know people personally who working in nursing homes and hospitals, and they have them dressing in that full astronaut suit and shit. So be cautious. Keep your mask on because the COVID gets back. Me personally, I haven't took the COVID shot, and I don't plan on taking the shot. I'm not gonna take the shot because who the hell knows what's in the shot? Tell you that. They put that shot, they put that vaccine together so fast. It's all about money. And those who got the shot, I'm not mad at you. You know what I mean? You know, if that's what you felt like you wanted to do, you know, it's okay. I'm just not co-signing the shot. It's all about money. It is. All this is all about money, that vaccine. I've been taking blood pressure medicine since the 90s. And I was just put on diabetes medicine about 2 years ago. I went to the doctor and I asked the doctor, you know, can I ever get off the blood pressure medicine? She told me no, which is a straight up lie. She told me that. A doctor that had been my doctor for over 30 years, she told me no. And that's a lie, and I know it's a lie because I know people who have got off of blood pressure medicine. I know people who have got off of diabetes medicine. So I know it was a lie. And I don't know, but I'm just making everybody aware that the COVID is back. So be careful. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. You know, me, what I do, I got a dose of, I take selenium, elderberry, and zinc every day. Zinc is what they give the COVID patients in the hospital. So I take zinc, elderberry, and selenium every day. And thank God, I've just been fortunate I haven't caught the COVID. And I've been around people with it. I've been in the vicinity. I've been in contact. For some reason, God just has spared me. And I hope he continue to spare me. And I'll continue to be use precautions and things like that against the COVID. But I just wanted to bring that up because I got a lot of family that work in hospitals and nursing homes, and they telling me that the COVID is back. So it's my duty to let my listeners know that the COVID is back. And a lot of things I talk about on the show, and people say, man, you're not supposed to say stuff like that about the government, or why are you talking like that about, you know, COVID, you know, like, and I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? That's the problem right there. Silence is violence. And nobody's going to silence me. Unless you shut me down, you can shut down the podcast and then I'll go to another app. But I'm going to, as long as they let me talk and I can help somebody, I'm going to teach each and everybody who listening to be careful because the COVID is out there. One of my listeners bought a new phone and she having trouble calling in, so I'm going to have a caller so she can listen to the show in a minute. But once again, like I said, if you're on the line, if you call in and you want to go live, you have to press 1. If you want a link, unfortunately, you just have to listen from the link. And I really, really, really want to thank everybody because, I mean, it's Friday night and today was beautiful. And I know you could be anywhere in the world doing anything you want to do, but tonight you're here with me, and I really appreciate this because this podcast, it really means a lot to me. It's more than just getting up here and talking. It takes a lot of preparation. It takes a lot of due diligence, and you really have to put a lot into it, you know, because I don't want to bore anybody. I want to always be uplifting and full of and entertaining everybody. And, you know, I want people to participate. I want people to, you know, call in and, you know, voice their opinions. And let's agree to disagree. Like I said, you know what I mean? That's a good thing. But anyway, everybody know my topic for tonight. I see the callers on the line, some of the callers in here. And I'm ready to just jump right into it. I don't even know if I should play another song or we should just jump right into it. But I'm ready to get busy. You know what I mean? I done had a couple of shots of Tito's. Everybody know I only drink on Fridays. Couple of shots. And I don't drink during the week. Only on Fridays. But we here to talk about life after 60, or really sex after 60. Is 60 and over a death sentence? Once you get 60 and older, do you forget about sex? And I know a few. I'm doing this show like I got like 1,000 people listening. Because I know a lot of people was going to be too shy and afraid to come on live. But that's okay. We're going to do the show anyway, and they can listen to it tomorrow. Or they can listen to it next week, because we're gonna do this show like we got a full audience listening to this show. Because, a lot of people don't like to talk about sex in open forms. I don't know why. I mean, but, you know. If you're over 60, I figure you done had a lot of sex in your life. Whether you was married or just dating or swinging or whatever you was doing. The main topic, really the main thing I'm trying to get to is that 60 years old, you just starting to live. You just starting to know what you want. Ladies, you just starting to know what you need, where you want to get touched, how you want to get filled, and what you want to do to somebody, and stuff like that. You know, so tonight's show is dedicated to everybody that's 60 years old, 60 years old and up. I'm not there yet, but I'm knocking at the door, so. Tonight I'm going to be 60 and up. Tonight I'm right there with you. You know what I mean? But I want to hear from people that's 60 years old. And, you know, don't be shy. This is an adult podcast. And on this show we can say what we want to say. We could do what we want to do. We can talk about anything on this show, but we don't talk about children. And we don't really talk about religion. We talk about anything else we want to talk about. And remember, there's no wrong answers and there's no right answers. It's just your opinion. And on my show, I allow everybody to have their own opinion. Yes, I do. And that's what I feel good about. So we're going to go in for a minute. 3058, you live. Did you mean to press 1 or you just wanted to listen tonight? Going once? Going twice? Okay, maybe you just wanted to listen tonight. That's okay. Mm-hmm. 3282, you live.
What's going on, Jay?
Hey. What's going on, bro?
Oh, not much. Hold up.
Yeah, the topic is 60 and older, right?
Yeah, do you fit in that category?
Oh, most definitely, brother. 65. Last Saturday, I turned 65, baby.
Oh, 65 and saying it loud.
And it feels good, too.
It feels good?
Yeah. I mean, here's 65.
It's a couple of people texting me, man, telling me to call them. I'm going to call y'all in a minute. Just give me a minute. People want to listen to this show. Yeah, so look, that's a good thing. You 65, right?
Yes, sir.
So how you feel about sex at your age, if you don't mind talking about it?
Oh, no, I don't mind talking about it. Get it, you don't, you know.
It's an echo. You want a speaker or headset or something?
No, I took it off speaker.
Okay, go ahead. I had my headphones on. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm saying.
What you said?
If it come, it come. If it don't, it don't. Cause what would the Biggie say? I've had more butts than ashtrays. So. You know, but, I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, I still enjoy it when I get it, but priorities in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, and then you start to wind down, depending on the person, because you still got some people that have an appetite, and they're probably 70s and 80s too, man. You know, it depends on the person. But, you know, the Venice we were in, we were around it all the time, so we did that for years. So if it comes your way and it's good, enjoy it. Just be thankful that you're still here to enjoy it.
So you really have no problem. Everything is okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I ain't got no complaints, man. You know. What about you? I'm sure we can agree. We've had up to here. When I say here, it's past the hairline, if you know what I mean, you know? So hey man, and like I said, I tell people, man, you know, Jay, I'm trying to hit the century mark. I like to be a centurion in life. But it's been a good ride, man. I ain't got no complaints, man. If I had to pass away tomorrow or next week or 10 years down the road, I would have a smile on my face, brother. All them good memories, man.
Well, that, you know, that's what's up. But at this time in your life, then, you 65, sex is not a real priority for you.
Nah, because it was when I was in my 20s, 30s, 40s, and partial part of my 50s, man. Like I said, you know, chasing and having fun and, you know, this one, that one, you know, and then, you know, the bumps and the bruises, meaning that, you know, some aggravation came with it.
Right.
But other than that, not too much, you know. No, nothing outstanding, you know. But like I said, man, it you know, life is an episode. It's a chapter. You turn the pages, you being the author, you know what I mean by saying that. You know, take it as it comes, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of people, Jay, a lot of men that I talk to. They said, hey, you did that? Yeah, man, it was easy. He said, man, I always wanted to do something like that. I'm talking about their fantasies. You know what I'm saying? How many guys have said to you, Jay, you did that? Or you have a conversation, man, that's something I always wanted to happen for me, man. I don't know, man, maybe my time was bad. I said, no. What's missing is your conversation. Make it happen.
Right.
You know, because my first threesome was when I was 21, 22. I lived my fantasy quite a few times like that. So I got it done early. You know, that's something I yearn for, boy. And, you know, it's just like yesterday. I remember, man. You know, I was driving, picked both of them up, parked the car in the back of the house, got on the elevator, got in the house. And girl was saying to me, she said, I never done this before. I said, well, you may enjoy it, you know. Jay, I go in the room.
Yeah.
Both of them sitting on the bed, right? And then.
Right.
I turn around while I'm getting undressed. The one that said that she never tried it before, she was on the other girl like white on rice. I was like, look at this here. Got started before I could even get in the middle, Jay. So it was like I said, it was a fantasy. Like I said, I lived it out. And if I never have another threesome, which I've lived that. You know, I'm saying, it's not to say it's played out, you know, because it would be fun to happen. But I don't, you know, it's no biggie because I've experienced that quite a few times. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys have yearned to do that. But like I tell them, man, if you got a gift of gab, if you got a nice conversation, and you want to let the ladies have a good time along with yourself, you know, meaning they want to have, you know, some food, you know, whatever, you know. Then I didn't need no food, you know. It was a different era, different time, different generation, man, of women, you know. So, you know, I'm talking about the attitude.
But look, you talking about when in your younger years, right?
Right.
So that means that all right, that was your younger years, but we wanna talk about now, like that you over 60, right?
Right, right, right. But the desire that's what I'm saying. The desire, I mean, there's still the pilot light is still burning. You know, that hasn't left, you know. I make sure that I take care of myself so in case I gotta turn the heat up, I'm ready. Like Freddie.
So all your fantasies and everything is gone, right? You did. I mean, not gone, but you already did that in your younger years.
Yeah. I fulfilled them all.
So if all that is
gone,
what do you got to offer a woman that's over 60? Then, if all your sexual fantasies is done and you had all your escapades and all that is over with,
what you looking for
from a woman that's over 60? Conversation.
Well, conversation, companionship, you know, love making, because that's what it would be now. I mean, you know, before when you was young, you know, you jumped on the horse and you might have got off a little too soon, if you know what I mean. But now,
yeah.
with me being a Picasso over, you know, the years of experience, I'm like a Picasso and a Michelangelo. See, love making would have to be with that special one, because, Jay, you know, you jump around out here now, man, you get something you might not be able to get rid of. So you got to make sure that you with the one, the person that you like to spend some time with, because I ain't jumping around like that no more, man.
So the main question I'm asking you, like right now,
mm-hmm.
you're 65
mm-hmm.
years old, right?
Right, right.
You're 65 years old. If you meet a woman, say you meet a woman that's 65 years old like you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so
right.
you're not looking for wild and crazy sex and kinky sex and role play and all that. You're just looking for conversation, and when you have sex, you're just looking for love making.
Well, one thing.
But what about But look, you might meet mm-hmm. a woman that's over 60 who never did all that when she was young, and she might be ready to, you know, role play and tie you up and spank you.
No. That won't happen. That tie up thing, that's not fun, man. Don't put your fantasy on me, brother.
Well, I'm not 60 yet. So
No. You can want it now. They ain't got nothing to do with age. You may want to get tied up tomorrow.
So you ain't tying nobody up. You ain't doing no.
That's
you
never,
ain't doing nothing.
Nah, that's never been fun to me, man. I mean, if somebody enjoyed it, they want me to tie them up, sure, man. But
let me. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me tell you something.
Good.
It's a lot of women out here, right? That. You know, that they have, you know, been involved in a lot of things and did a lot of things, but the things
mm-hmm.
that they really wanted to do, they never
mm-hmm.
did. They might
right.
have been with a man. Like, you know, I'm not telling you nothing. You know,
you
help
teach
me. But I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
like, it's a lot of women, they've been with, well, this is from my personal experience. There've been
right.
a lot of women. And they might, you know, they might say, yo, I was with my husband or my boyfriend and I wanted him to, pull my hair, talk
mm-hmm.
dirty to me,
right,
spank
right.
me, choke
mm-hmm.
me, whatever. But
right.
I guess he had too much respect for me, so he never did that. So you know, it might be some females out there or some women out there who, you know, who might be trying to get it done, you know, at 61, 62, 63.
Right, right. That's true. That's true.
So my question with you is that you're not willing to do none of that. You're not willing to spank
nobody. No. I didn't say that. Remember now, I said I take very good care of myself. There's still a pile of light that's lit. Now, if I'm with somebody, I think that shows a degree of insensitivity, especially if they married and the woman is expressing to them, listen, honey, this is the privacy of our bedroom. This is what I want done. Then you're supposed to fulfill that desire and that fantasy. Not like, oh, that's corny, you know what I'm saying? I've had women tell me.
Nah, but all women ain't going to tell you they want to get choked. All women ain't going to tell you they want you to pull their hair.
So
all women ain't going to tell you they want you to call them dirty names or spank them.
So you're going to run the risk of just doing something all willy-nilly and put your hand around somebody's neck and you're trying to choke them. Next thing you know, the cops is coming knocking at the door. Officer, I was just trying to have a good time.
I got a lot of people on the phone lines. I hope they over 60. I hope they ain't gonna say that. Oh, he boring. I hope they ain't gonna say that because you know, I want you to stay on the line.
You might have to redeem
yourself in a minute.
Oh, no. Hey, Jay, I'm down with the program. It's just that, like I said, you know, I've explored all my fantasies. That's all I'm saying. Ain't nothing boring about me now, all right? I think a woman still looks sexy. Now, you know what? We've been around a lot of pair of stilettos, okay? I still think a woman looks beautiful when she got some 5-inch pumps on walking around the house. You know, a little, you know, butt naked, you know. Yeah, I enjoy fantasy now. Don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing like a woman's body, man. It is a creator, brother.
Yeah. Hey, yo, yeah. Look, don't go nowhere. Stay with me, okay?
I'm with you, baby.
I want to go to the phone line because I'm telling you, this podcast really mean a lot to me, for real, because I learned that, and I put it on my post on Facebook that, you know, a lot of people neglect stuff, you know what I mean, and not paying attention to stuff. But, like, yo, when you 60 and stuff like that, you just starting to live. You know what I mean? Your engines is just starting to run. It's just that it's up to if the person is pushing the right buttons or if you want the right buttons pushed. You know what I mean? So, I'm trying to see what's going on with the senior citizens tonight. This show dedicated to the senior citizens. But stay with me, all right? Forrest, stay with me.
Yeah, I'm with you, you know that.
All right. Hold on.
Tune in.
Oh, wait one second. 7215, you live.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Jay? This is 40-year relationship calling in. And I just want to say that I appreciate the public service announcement about the COVID, and I got a short story about the tying up thing. I know somebody that was tied up, set up, and robbed.
Wait, I don't think it's a good idea.
Hold on.
How old are you?
All right. I'm 59. I'll be 60 in July.
Okay, well, you there. You knocking at the door. You coming
I'm knocking
in the
at
door.
The
you got one foot in the door.
Yeah.
So what happened now? What happened? You said somebody what?
I know somebody got tied up, set up, robbed. So watch that tied up thing. Even if you knew the person, because he knew her and the guy who sent her in to rob him. So I don't know about that.
Who got robbed, the man or the woman?
The man who was tied up got robbed, and he really couldn't tell nobody because he wasn't supposed to be there.
So a woman tied up him up. They went on a date. A woman tied him up, and then somebody came in and robbed him?
No, she robbed him. He watched her rob him.
She robbed him,
but she split the money with somebody else.
Really?
Real life. True.
True story.
That's true story. But what I was calling in, I'm going to make it short and sweet. I appreciate the topic because you see I'm knocking at the door. I'll be 60 in July, and it's going to be interesting. I feel inside, I feel as young as I was a few years ago, but we'll see. I'll keep you posted. Well, how they say fire and desire is still there.
But look, hold up. Don't run yet.
Okay,
hold on,
I'm not running.
Okay. So you 59.
59.
Almost 60 in July, you said?
Yes.
I mean, without being, you know, like, without being disrespectful and all that and stuff like that, how do you feel about sex at 59? How do you feel about it? Is it something that you still need or you could do without, or is your fire still hot, burning hot?
Fire still burning hot, and it's something that I need.
Wow. 59, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good, though, 59. That gives people hope.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That gives, that for real. Because you're 59, you're about to be 60, so that means, like, yo, that gives a lot of people hope in this world.
And a lot of people need to listen to that song, Fire and Desire. He used to love them and leave them. Now he want to make love.
Right. That's deep. For real.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, I don't want to get too deep in it, but I'm just trying to figure out. So, for you, does sex mean something different now than it meant when you was younger, or still mean the same thing to you?
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you the truth. When I was younger, I felt that men just wanted something to do. They didn't really love you. They just wanted to, how you say, put it on you like somebody crazy. But I was never into that type of sex. And every time I had it, I felt abused. I'll be truthful with you. But there's a way to make love to a woman. You got to know her. You got to know her body. You got to know her moans. You got to know if it's a yes or no, if it's a red light or if it's a green light.
Right. Hey, that's real right there, for real. I'm telling you. So at
and
your
if they
age
say
right
stop.
So at your age right now, at 59 years old, this is the last question I'm asking you. At 59 years old, you yourself, what would make you happy? Once a week, twice a week, three times a week? Or what would make you happy? What would, at 59 years old, what would make you happy?
I'm going to tell you, three times a week would be perfect.
Damn.
Three times a week. Yeah.
Y'all hear that out there? 59 years old, looking for three times a week.
Yes. And I call it is full service.
You call it what?
Full service.
Okay.
Oh,
this is the Keeping It Real show, so I appreciate your honesty and I appreciate you keeping it real. Before I let you go, what you think about sex before marriage? Should you wait for marriage or sex before marriage?
Okay, once upon a time I didn't believe in it, but now all I'm going to say, you drive a car before you buy it, right?
Right.
So I think you should try it out before you get into it. You really don't know a person until you live with them, and that would be a real bad area to have disappointment in.
Right. Hey, Forrest, I forgot to ask you that.
What's that?
I forgot to ask you, sex before marriage, or how you feel about that? Should you
wait
till you're married or what?
No, I agree with the lady because I think it's going to be very disappointing if you marry a woman and then it's mashed potatoes, and the woman should feel the same way.
Okay.
That's the music. I agree with you on that one. I said I would hate to marry a woman and it's mashed potatoes, meaning that you don't like it. You like something firm, like a hand and glove. Okay, mashed potatoes. And then she finds out that maybe brother man might have a ED problem, or, you know, he don't know how to make love, you know. I mean, just you probably keep him on as a friend if he's a nice guy, you know.
Okay, so you would sex before marriage?
Oh, most definitely, man. I gotta test the waters, man, because ain't nothing worse than getting married and be like, oh Lord, why not test drive like the sister said?
Hey, yeah, I tell you, we lost her. Her call dropped. She said what she wanted to say, and got up out of there. But I appreciate it.
Like you said,
anyway.
The call dropped. She might have hung on. She probably, like you said, the call dropped.
She probably called back in.
Let's see.
We still got people.
Hey, Jay, if you see Karen's number, I'll remind her to call in there. Let's see what she has to say.
She's not on yet. I don't see her number.
Oh, she's not on yet? Oh, okay. She might be taking a nap because she's a hardworking lady.
Yeah. She might call in a little bit. I don't see her number. But we're going to go to another caller real quick. Stay with me, all right?
All right. Might be Lola. Right.
Nah.
You said no.
Hello.
Hey, Deshaun.
No number up. Hello.
Hey, Deshaun. First time, long time. This is Boyer.
How you doing? This is who?
How you doing tonight?
All right. Who is this?
This is Boyer. Man, that last girl, man, she's freaky. Her pussy's throbbing like a toothache. It's hurting like a toothache.
How old are you?
No, but, hello?
How old are you?
I got a kind of a slight relationship problem I thought I'd call in for. Me and my girlfriend, we've been dating for about 3 months.
How many months?
My stepsister, it's been kind of a little bit of attraction going on and all that. And she gets jealous when Ashley's over at the house. So,
wait a minute, the other day, she's over there,
and Ashley and my sister stormed off. She goes back into the bedroom, and next thing I know, I walked in there trying to calm her down, and she's pleasuring herself with a cucumber. I said, what the hell are you doing that for? Now it's going to taste like cucumber.
Hey, Jay, I think this is a spam call.
So should I follow the stepsister or stay with Ashley?
Wait a minute. Hold on one minute. You said this is who?
This is Boyer.
Okay, Boyer, where you from?
I'm from Livermore, Kentucky.
Oh, you from Kentucky? Okay. So, you said you having a problem with you just met a woman and y'all ain't been dating too long.
We've been dating about 3 months, and my dad just got married, and she already has a few kids, but this daughter's kind of my age and all that, and there's some attraction, but there's the gray area of her being my stepsister, and every time Ashley, my girlfriend, comes over, she gets pissed off, and she stormed back to the bedroom the other day. And I walked back there trying to calm her down before a big fight started happening, and she was pleasuring herself with a cucumber. And I said, what the fuck you doing that for? Now it's going to taste like cucumber. So I don't know whether to stick with Ashley, because the stepsister really likes it too, or I don't know. That's why I was calling.
Hey, Jay.
First time, long time.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, ask him, did he feel a little intimidated when he saw the cucumber?
What are you laughing for? You sound like some kind of jackass idiot about taking this serious.
No, my man just said to me, do you feel intimidated when you see the cucumber?
Do I feel intimidated? Fuck yeah, I do. I think the stick is a soup can.
Hey, yo, for real, check this out. I appreciate you calling.
I mean, I can get as hard as a horseshoe, but that cucumber's pretty intimidating.
Hey, yo, a cucumber is intimidating for a lot of people.
Yeah,
not just you. Not just you. I appreciate you calling. You said from Kentucky. How did you find out about the podcast?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Blog Talk. I call into Politics Featuring Jerry every time. I'm running for District 4 City Council for Livermore. My name's Boyer Culbert. But if that last lady's interested, though, me and Ashley, or maybe me and my stepsister are down for even the cougar like that, says she's 59.
Okay.
My friend Hart's up for everything, too. He's a big horn dog.
The last lady that called in, yeah, she was 59. She said that she said her fire still was burning hot.
Damn right.
So, and you said how old are you? How old are you?
Me? I'm 37.
Oh, you 37?
Yeah.
Are you still, man, you still young.
Still young, yep. Yes, sir.
Well, look,
but,
you know, we talking about, really, we talking about sex after 60, or but maybe you could answer this. What you think about sex before marriage? Should
it wouldn't be my first one, Deshaun. The nursing homes are all over me.
Of course, Deshaun.
You said what?
It's Deshaun.
I work at a nursing home. The people all over me.
Yeah, I'll get ready to say,
oh,
you got an audience in the background.
Bat them off like they're mosquitoes.
You even said
what
my name.
What is he
right
doing in a nursing home?
You even said my name.
I work
right,
at a nursing home, you jackass. It is. You not listening 9 years?
Hey, Jay, this is a spam caller.
It's okay.
This
it's
ain't
okay.
No
name
spam caller. This is Boyer.
I take all calls. I'm good with it. I'm cool. He you know what I'm saying? I take all calls.
You are cool, Sean. That's why I called in. First time, long time.
Yo, listen. It's all good. You know what I mean? We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, my show is called The Keeping It Real with Jay Sean. So if you want to get out here and keep it real, it's okay.
Jay,
he
ain't in a nursing home. He bluffing.
He ain't in no nursing home?
No, all right. I don't know.
Well, I know you got a lot of callers. I'll let you keep going, but...
Yeah, he's talking to people in the background.
Hey, yo, Boris, thanks for calling in. And you know, call in, man. You know, stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? I can use more people from Kentucky calling in.
You're goddamn right.
Thank you, Mr.
Come on
Pat.
Down. We'll treat you right.
Watch out for that
Jay.
Cucumber. Watch out for that cucumber.
All right,
cucumber,
you fellas
okay?
Have a good evening.
You too, Mr.
Watch
Pecker.
That,
all right.
Watch out for that cucumber.
Oh, look, you motherfucker.
You're a peckerhead.
Well, God, right, Quark, God will serve now. Wait, you thought he said zits and asked for seconds.
See, Jay, he ain't in a nursing home. He's got a little audience over there, that's all.
What'd you say?
He had a little audience over there, so he ain't in a nursing home. You can hear people laughing in the background.
I just, you know what I'm saying? I entertain everybody, man. As long as he wasn't out here, you know, talking crazy and all that.
Oh, if you
cool
said something he didn't like, if you didn't say something he didn't like, I could I felt his vibe, man, which is his frequency is real low. And that's why I said, if you didn't say something he didn't like, he would have said something to you. He would have put something in your direction that you wouldn't have liked. But let the callers keep calling and ask a brother. I got that feeling from him, man. And, you know, and that voice, Jay, if you know where I'm coming from, that voice sounds very familiar.
Yeah, I'm
remember
surprised.
The guy that called
it's
in?
Crazy to me because he said he was calling from Kentucky. And I'm like, how you found out about the show? And you know what I'm saying? He was on. He hung up, though, now. He hung up, but it's okay.
Oh, I thought you muted
that's
him, man.
Another,
you did your listeners a justice when you muted his behind. hey, Jay, you got his area code, right?
No, he blocked his number.
See, no. Jay, that's probably that voice started to resonate with me. Remember when Rashad was talking?
My man called before your show.
Yeah, and said something about yeah, that's why I said he blocked. Anybody that's blocked, Jay, you shouldn't even pick up on him, man, because
Nah, man, you remember Dr. Kelly. You remember Dr. Kelly called from a block number before. Anyway, let's keep moving on, man. That guy, he can't steal my joy. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep moving on. You know what I mean? Fuck
yeah, but he wasted your time for somebody wanted to really say something, man.
Yeah, I'm a, we gonna, because I got to call. A couple of people can't get through, so I got to call them and bring them on the show. So I'm going to take a quick break. Let me take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Y'all stay tuned. Call, tell a friend that we bigging up the elderly, the senior citizens, the 60 and up. We bigging them up, and we still got to get to the sugar daddies and the sugar mamas and talk more about sex before marriage, you know what I mean? So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast after this song.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Spoke through time, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. She called the baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go on, give me till I'm back. Overdose of him, you need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, it's sure to get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on their neck. Money more. Catch your eye, think gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him with sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, clean my zoo. For that 1942, you smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. Oh, boy, we had the first hour has been crazy. And we're going to continue. You know, we're going to continue with the show. I'm feeling good tonight. Once again, it's Friday, April 15, 2022. And I'm happy for everybody on the line. You could be anywhere, but you're here with me. Everybody on the line, if you press in one, I see you. Just bear with me, please, you know what I mean, and give me a minute. You know, if I could get to everybody, don't hang up. Stay with me. I promise you I'll get to everybody on the line tonight. 3058, you live?
I'm here.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I tried to hit you up earlier, but he was busy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Got some crazies calling in there.
Yeah, we have some crazy callers tonight. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, with me, I'm good with everything. You know, positive, negative, good, bad. All publicity is good publicity. You know what I mean? That might have opened the door for me to get a bunch of callers from Kentucky coming on. You know what I mean? So it's all good tonight. Let me say, if anybody on the phone lines, you just have to press 1 if you want to make a statement. That way I know you there. Tonight's show, we talking about sex after 60, sex before marriage, and sugar daddies and sugar mommies. Sugar mamas, so I'm dedicating the show to all the elderly, like old and decrepit, but elderly and the older senior citizens. I call them senior citizens. I'm a senior citizen, too. I could get whatever that is, AARP or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, to my caller, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
So you know what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about sex after 60. So
I wouldn't know about that.
You wouldn't know about what, being over 60 or sex after 60?
I wouldn't know about sex after 60.
But you over 60.
Yes, I'm 62.
So since you've been 60, what you saying? Your sex life is dead. It's gone. It's no more. It's not coming back. Finito.
It's dead. It's gone. If it comes back, I won't know about it. I have no interest in it.
Wow.
None whatsoever. My better half is gone.
Wow.
So.
Well,
I was anticipating.
A caller to, you know, to call in and say that, because, you know, I mean, that's real, you know, because, you
mm-hmm.
know, some people, like my man earlier, he said that his fire is still burning hot at 65, I think he said. But so you 62 and you said it's dead and it's gone.
Yeah. I don't get those urges anymore.
So my question to you, without being disrespectful and all that,
mm-hmm.
What you got to live for right now?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I just like being alone, doing what I like to do. I read everything on Facebook.
Uh huh.
I just read it, and I look at old movies. That's about it.
So the sex is gone. So your life is social media right now.
Yep, reading. I don't go into it. I just read it.
Mm,
I just read
okay.
a lot of mess. That's it. I know it's strange, right? Well, everybody does it different.
No, it's not strange. It's what you want. It's what you feel like. You know, like it's no right answer. It's no wrong answer. Sex is overrated. Number one for me. And I'm not even 60 yet, but it's overrated. But for me, it's like it's secondary, but it's also necessary. I mean, you may be like 5 years older than me, so for sex to be dead to you, and I'm only 5 years from that, I'm wondering about the ladies that 62 when I get dead. I'm going to have to stay away from ladies like you.
Well, I don't know. I heard one of your callers tonight. She's still active. So I say to each his own. I ain't mad at her for being active. I say go for it, sister. I say go for it. That's what you want. But like
All
I
right,
said, man,
so
I'm different. My husband is gone, and no other man has appealed to me that way.
Okay. Hey, yo. Well, I hope you, I hope you get to a point where you could get your sex life back again, only because
why?
I mean, because, you know, sex is like, it's something that a relationship.
Don't tell me it's necessary. I don't want a relationship.
No, I just told you it was secondary.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you, you still flesh. You still got feelings. You still got needs as a woman. So I would think that. But see, I mean, but if you tell me something different, I'm not a woman and I'm not over 60. So I gotta listen because you know, knowledge is something that's gained from actual experiences. So if you telling me that you living well like that and you don't need it and you don't think about it, I mean, I gotta respect that.
Yep,
but
I
also would say respectfully that I believe that if the right person came in your life at the right time, that you might want to relive some of that. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you still breathing. You still, I mean, you know, you still a woman. I mean, you still, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I understand.
But, I mean,
everything
I
got to
respect
you're
what you're saying. Huh?
I understand. It's just that I'm right now, I have not been interested.
Okay. What about sex before marriage?
Heck yeah!
No,
I got to know what I'm getting in advance. Got to know in advance. Don't want to wait till the wedding night to find out it ain't right.
Well, I think that's more important for a woman than a man because. A woman, you want to know what you're getting before you have sex because you might marry somebody and then they might not be big enough for you or they might not last long enough for you. But for a man, it's different. Like, we could wait till we marry somebody to have sex because me personally, I always believe that sex is what you make it. You know what I mean? So it might be different for a little bit for a man or a woman.
Yeah, that's true, too. And that also go for the size, too. Size isn't always everything. I don't want no man that's going to rip me apart.
Oh,
definitely
size don't matter to you. Size don't matter to you.
Wait. Don't get it crazy now. Size matters, but I don't want no mega one.
No what?
There are people out there, you know, something that'll rip a woman. I don't
want
to be
ripped.
Oh, you
say you don't want no. You say you don't want no horse.
Exactly. Oh,
that's
terrible.
You don't want no micro either, but you don't want a micro
no.
penis either.
No.
Okay.
Ooh, no.
Hey, listen. At least you honest. Like you can't ask for nothing more than that. In this world, you can't ask for nothing more than honesty. But let me ask you one question: when you was sexually active, and when you was, out in the dating world, you know, before you was married and all that, right? What was the first thing that you looked for? What was the first thing that attracted you to a man? His the way he dressed, the way he smelled, the way he looked. Or what was some of the things that you looked at for in a man?
That's a good one too. But I mean, I always liked dark men. The lightest one. Light skinned man I ever went out with was my husband, my first husband.
You like the dark?
I like dark men.
Dark skin. See, dark skinned men. We winning. We winning right now.
You better believe it. Don't give me no yellow man. Sorry, yellow man, but I just prefer a dark man. I love my black man. Now that turns me on.
Okay, dark skin. And one more question: when you was dating and everything, how many dates before sex? Because you know, I do a lot of research, and they say that it should be 3 dates before you have sex. You agree with that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
3.
I think, let me see. The longest I ever waited was with my husband. I made him wait like 2 weeks. That was it.
So what about one night stands?
No.
None of that.
No.
Okay, hey, listen, I'm not going to beat you in the head about sex because you already told us that sex is non-existent and everything. But look, I want you to finish. I'm going to leave you live. I'm going to leave your phone open. Don't hang up. Stay with us. I'm going to go to some more callers. I'm gonna, I want you to stay live and tune in. I got my man Forrest. He's 65 years old. He's still live. His line is still open. And we're going to go to the phone lines. And I got a lot of people texting me, telling me different stuff. I'm not and everything. And we're gonna go to the phone lines and take another caller real fast.
Okay.
1 second. All right. Stay with us. Stay with me. 4785, you live.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? You sound like you're laying down.
All the time.
Alone?
All the time.
My kind of girl.
What?
How you doing tonight?
Are you laying down all the time? You laying down alone all the time?
Yeah.
Somebody texted me so fast and said, is that, like, in 30 seconds, people be out here trying to catch people's voices. I done had some calls tonight that have been crazy. I done had some family calls and some friends call, and I appreciate everybody's calling in because it's Friday night. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here on my podcast, and I really appreciate that. And as you know, we're talking about sex over 60. How old are you?
63.
You single?
Widow.
Widow?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 63 years old and a widow. So the question we asking everybody tonight, because this show tonight is for the everybody that's in the third quarter of their life. Like I told everybody earlier, 0 to 25 is the first quarter of your life. 25 to 50 is the second quarter. 50 to 75 is for the third quarter of your life. And 75 to 100 is the fourth quarter. So we all in the third quarter tonight. We have people that came out here tonight that said their fire still was burning. They still would like to have sex 3 times a week. We have people calling here tonight that said that they mate was using cucumbers. We have people calling here tonight that say sex is completely non-existent in their life. So it's no right answers and no wrong answers. This is the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Say what you want. Do what you want. So with respectfully speaking, as you said, 63?
Yes.
How you feel about sex in your life now at 63?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, it's in your 60s. It's different with sex because, as the gentleman said, you're looking for something different, far as a sexual. Like, you're not looking for quantity; you're looking for quality. So,
right.
At 63, you're looking for someone that you can enjoy yourself with. It's not all about the process that you go through. It's about the action word and the verb, how you get there. Yes, I do be alone all the time, and I sleep by myself. But I choose that now because at 63, you don't have to have nobody laying with you every night. You know what I mean? It's a thing that you want to invite somebody to your house to enjoy yourself with. You know what I mean? Because I guess I am, like, single. But for women that say that they're not interested in sex or that, you know, they're on fire or whatever, it's a good thing, but you should leave your options open because sex keeps you alive. You know what I'm saying? It keeps your mind going. It keeps your body. It makes you balanced. You know, everything in life that God gave you to use, it keeps you in balance. If you, like they always say, if you don't use it, you lose it. And The sexual organ for a woman, it keeps her body in balance. That we're sexual beings. We're sexual beings. You know what I mean? We don't get up and put lipstick on and comb our hair and, you know, dress. It's for sexuality. So you can't just be sexual on the outside. You're not getting no sexual on the inside. You know what I mean? And sex after 60 is better because you could relieve a lot of pressure that you had when you were young. See, I don't have to worry about getting pregnant. I don't have to worry about I got kids in the house. I don't have to worry about cooking for nobody. I don't have to worry about cleaning for nobody. You know what I mean? It's, your mind is clear that you can just enjoy the moment of whoever you're with. And to me, that's
a... How did you know? You just said all my notes I had written down. How you know my notes I had my notes that I was going to say at the end of the show was sex with women over 60 is good because they don't have any more kids. They can't get pregnant. They know what they want. You just said all of that, and I got it written down.
Oh, because I'm telling you, sex is a beautiful thing. But for, like I said, for me, when I was young, like the first lady was saying, a woman really don't know when she's young because, like I said, you're doing more for the man. But as life go on, you take it for yourself. And once that woman decides that it's about getting her satisfaction and what she want and telling the man what she want and whatever, you become a being of self-satisfaction. You know, when you're young, you just, I got my man, I'm doing my man right, and it's all about my man and my man and my man. And then somewhere in the little circle is you. But when you get older, you be like, excuse me, because, you know, I'm not really a bad person, but fuck the man. Just get your satisfaction on and whatever you want. Look, I'm like this. Come do it. Do whatever you got to do, and then get the fuck out of my house before breakfast. That's the way I feel.
So, yeah, I mean, yo, on this show, like I said, you say what you want. It's like you keep it real with this show. You know what I mean? The show was for people that's 60 years old and older for the let to give. You know, I got a lot of listeners and I got a lot of people who listen to this show. And they're going to be listening to it now, and they're going to be listening to it later. But, it's real. So,
can I say one thing, though?
No, you go ahead. You're free. You go ahead. You got the phone. It's you.
The sad thing about when you get older, people don't look at people the same way as when they see young people. You know, like, when you're in your 60s, you don't have the same thing as a young girl. You know what I mean? We got the stomachs from having kids. We don't put on weight through the years. You know, maybe you might got a little more wrinkles or, you know what I mean? It don't look tight like it used to. But it don't mean that we're not the same person as that 20-year-old or 30-year-old, 40-year-old. We still who we are. We just, our body have went through time. You know what I mean? It went through time to get to where we at now. But men, older men, got to realize that wine, that age, taste that wine. Taste that old wine that's been laying for 20 or 30 years. Taste it and see how it is. You know, new wine don't have no essence to it. But taste that old wine and see how you feel. You know, because men and women, they always want younger. Younger is not always a good thing. You know what I mean? I don't want a young man. Huh?
So your sex, so in other words, your fire is still burning hot, right?
I don't have a fire because, see, I do it when I get ready to do it. You have to control your fire. You know what I mean? Because if you don't control your fire, then you'll go out there and do whatever you got to do.
But you're talking like your fire is hot.
Fire is hot when I want it to be hot, but otherwise it's in control. You know what I mean? Because
okay.
I go to work every day,
like,
and
I ask one of the other callers then. If you could, how many times a week would you have sex, if you could?
If I could, I'd have it every day.
Every day?
Every day, but every day is different. See, people think sexual is one way, but when you have sex, it's different every day. You know what I mean? You do one thing for your man one day.
We got one. You, my caller's going to love that. My caller's going to love that we got somebody over 60 who want to have sex every day. We know.
Yeah, because, you know, people act like.
Because, like, I wasn't ready for that, so I'm sure my listeners wasn't ready for that. You would have sex every day, right?
Yes, I would.
All right, so respectfully, when was the last time you had sex?
Oh, the last time I had sex, I won't say, because I don't want to incriminate myself. But believe me,
incriminate? Well, you won't incriminate yourself, too.
Oh, because some of your listeners do know my voice, so I won't incriminate myself. But, you know, like your last listener. But,
you're talking about
me.
I
think a lot of my listeners know your voice. I think a lot of them know your voice. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, but I get it in.
I ask you something else then, because you know what I'm saying, because you a live wire, so I ask you something else. Are you a during sex? Are you a lights on or a light off person?
I don't like doing it in the daytime, so I'd rather put the lights to be off, because the setting
off.
Of the mood. It's the setting of the mood. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's
so
dark. No, the lights ain't off. It's dark. That's what I'm talking about. It's nighttime.
So you were like, what's the hottest thing you ever had in your mouth?
I got acid reflux, so I really don't do hot stuff.
What you mean?
That comes with 63 too.
You got me choking. Okay. What about kissing?
About what?
Kissing.
You said what about what?
Kissing. Are you a kisser?
Yeah, I'm a kisser, but it got to be, like that gentleman said, it's got to be the right person. Everybody can't kiss, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't just about the penis. Some people can't kiss. So, I mean, like, if you're going to get somebody all wet or somebody want to put their tongue down like they're the dentist, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a romantic kiss. I mean, if I got a good kisser, I'm in on it. But, you know, all with the wetness and trying to choke you and you know what I mean?
See, That's me. I'm a wet kisser. I'm sloppy. I'm licking all over. I'm licking all tongue in your throat. I'm a wet kisser.
Yeah, nobody don't want
kisser.
That.
Nah. I don't believe that. I've been told they don't want it, but I don't care.
You kissing? Well, why you kissing them? They not gonna say that.
I don't care. Shit. I'm a King Solomon. Anyway, if I'm gonna ask you one more question, then I'll let you go.
All right.
Maybe two more. If it was up to you and you was talking to somebody a blind date and you was on the phone, what would you tell them your best asset was? What's the best thing about your body that you would tell somebody?
Oh well, I've been thankful. God has been really good to me. Well, I always had big breasts. And for some reason, when I turned 50, because the other caller tell you too, some reason when I turned 50, I got a nice, big, juicy ass. So I'm thankful to God for that. And I think the first thing you do when you see me is my breasts. So, I mean, I know
breasts.
Most white men love breasts, but, you know, black men mostly love booty. So, I mean, you know, I think I got a little bit for all the earth.
You might get some callers on my show. All right, I gotta let you go because I know you got the men hot and bothered.
Well, you didn't
tonight,
didn't ask me about marriage now.
Oh, okay. My bad. Because I got a million texts, people texting me like crazy. I'm trying to look at the phone lines and watch the texts.
Oh no, I'm gonna say it quick. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. So what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on sex before marriage?
Okay, this is my thought on sex before marriage, and I'm gonna let you go.
For
you didn't have sex before you decided to get married, it's a good thing. But if one person has sex before and the other one didn't, it's not going to be good because one person is more into sex, know about sex, and the other one don't. I heard too many people, they'd be like, they just want to lay there or they don't want to do this. But it's better when you grow together in a bed. Like, if both of you don't know, then you grow together and teach each other. But when one person is already know everything and then you got somebody laying there that they've never been nowhere, you're only teaching them what you know, and might not be shit. So I think that it should be a together thing. And like the other caller said, big ones, little ones, medium ones, it's all who you get. I never heard of a girl pussy getting blown out by a big one or a little one. Thank you, caller number 4.
somebody just texted me and said, "Don't let her go, please. I'm having fun." Somebody just texted me and said, "Please don't let her go."
Well, you know I'm real too.
hold on. Let me let me get myself together here.
Stop drinking tequila.
Hey, Forrest, you on the line? Yo, Forrest, 3282. He might have fell asleep. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Forrest, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Still here.
Oh, I thought you fell asleep. So you over 60, man. You falling asleep.
No, I'm sitting eating some goji where he's listening to you, man.
Huh?
I'm sitting here listening to you, and I'm eating some goji berries. If I had a mouthful, I didn't want to talk, and you didn't understand what I was saying.
Oh,
I was trying to, chew and talk at the same time.
Pardon me. He's eating some, what did you say?
Goji berries.
Goji berries.
He's eating some goji berries.
Mm-hmm. No,
so you are,
goji.
Who?
Goji.
Healthy berries. Yeah.
Goji, G-O-G-O-J-I, goji berries.
What the hell is goji berries?
It's a fruit, and it's high in vitamin A. It's good for you.
Yeah, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's a healthy
good for
snack.
Erection? You mean for erection?
Well, vitamin A, Jay. If it's vitamin A, K, Z, whatever you need, shit, just go ahead and take it. Shit. I mean, this is
fucking...
I know you are. Yeah.
That's everybody. That's Forrest. He got his podcast on Saturday nights. Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. His podcast is more like, I think it started off as a health podcast, but Forrest, I see it, and I'm the DJ for his show. His podcast is universal because they talk about everything, and it's a great show. It's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Same phone number, but 7 to 9, and it's really a good show. You know what I mean? And I'm not just saying that because we are on the same app. But have you been hearing? Have you been hearing the last lady speak for us?
What'd you say, Jay? Say it one more time. I'm sorry. I pulled the phone
away
from
you. Have you heard the last caller? Have you heard anything she said?
Well, I was making a smoothie too. So, no, what did she say real quick, and I can comment.
Oh, you was making a smoothie. Well, damn,
yeah.
You eating goji nuts? You drinking a smoothie? you how old are you?
65.
So you a health nut?
Well, you can say that. I just watch my diet, that's all. But not only that, Jay, I'm putting some goji in my smoothie, too. I just had a mouthful. Remember, I said I had a mouthful of goji berries. Yeah.
And I said, do that help with the erection?
Well, there are many pieces to the puzzle. That's you could say that's one ingredient, yeah.
That's one ingredient?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay.
I would say
so,
things.
So you,
yeah, Jay, you know, I could say
so you
things
don't have
that
no,
most.
So you're 65 and you don't have no problems in bed?
No. To be honest with you, no. Because I know what
you
to take. I know what to put in my body.
You get hard whenever you want to.
Well, when the time is right, when the bugle sounds, I stand at attention, yes.
No problems.
No, I don't.
At 65.
At 65, and it can be done.
So you wake up every morning with an erection because you got to piss.
No, I don't. Some days I do and some days I don't.
Well, damn it, you in good shape then, man.
Well, thank you, my brother. That's what I've been trying to tell you all along.
Jay,
I would say some things on here that most men wouldn't be taking. I'm a black man, so I know a lot of brothers don't take this stuff because he'd be like, what's maca? Your hemby, root drink, teeming root. See, they don't know. A lot of brothers don't know about this thing. Then they got a bad diet. Clogs them up, and that's why they don't have that circular. Man, listen, getting hard ain't nothing but blood flowing to the penis. That's all. All right? If you eat a lot of processed foods, you know we talk about it on my podcast, then you're looking for problems. I don't eat products. You know, I'm a vegan, Jay. This August will make 10 years, and it makes a difference. Your diet makes a difference.
So your blood flowing good.
It's flowing good, brother. I'm trying to tell you.
So you good. If you had a woman over your house 60 years old, you good too. So look, okay, well, let's go back then.
Has to be an attraction, Jay. Has to be an attraction.
So okay, it's attraction. But look, are you a light? Somebody just texted me and said I told you. So a female just texted me and said I told you. So whatever you just said, she agreed with. I don't even know what you just said because I'm drinking and smoking. I don't even remember what you just said 1 minute ago. So whatever you just said, somebody just texted me and said they agree with you. Whatever you just said.
Well, thank you. I was calling Jay. Thank you very much. Obviously, she must know a man that shares my same status. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, she do.
But that's why women over 60 don't have a man, because men always looking for it has to be an attraction. Everything don't have to be outside beauty. It's what's up in the head or what comes out the mouth.
That's true.
First impression is when you see somebody. But that's what everybody has an illusion on the outside, and that, you know what I mean? It's not always within.
Talk to her, Forrest, while you and her talk. While you and her talk, I'm going to take a hit of my peace
your
fight.
Drink,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk to
all
her.
All right. Well, no, I agree with it but remember now, I said there has to be an attraction. I didn't specify what type of attraction it would be. But there's nothing wrong with a little physical attraction, you know what I'm saying? Because you got some women that are in their 50s and 60s, and they have made it their point to stay physically fit, and their bodies are better than some women that are in their 20s and 30s, because a lot of women just don't take care of themselves the way they should. You know what I'm talking I'm not talking about just taking a shower and going about your business. Some women and men are guilty of this too. They eat. And they don't watch their weight. They get that gut that hangs over the belt buckle, and that's not good. And any doctor would tell you the measure of your lifespan is dictated by your BMI, which is your body mass index. And they take the taper off your waist. I got a 32-inch waist. When you walk in my front room, as soon as you walk through my house, I have a sit-up chair and I have a pull-up bar. I work out. I don't play. I keep my body in shape. Look at Angela Bassett. Angela Bassett put on a Catwoman suit and like she got a body of a 25, 30-year-old because she makes sure she stays in shape.
You got a, you got a 32 a, waist?
I got a 32 inch waist, yeah. I'm 6'2".
Damn.
But, you know, everybody comes
you
to help me, bro.
You know I am, Jay. I always stayed in shape. Come on, man. You knew me for 30 years, man. I always talked about going to the gym, man. Been a gym member since 86, man.
You sick.
But, you know,
how
everybody
you
comes to a realization of being healthy at different times in their life.
True.
I go to a nutritionist, you know, well, I'm a diabetic. But I go to a nutritionist and, Then you find out that a lot of stuff that you grew up thinking was normal, it, you know, wasn't normal. You know what I mean?
Right, it's unhealthy.
And it
right.
And it put you in a situation that, like you said, you're in this mass and all that. And then, but when you get a certain age, you start working on that, and you become a healthier a person. You know what I mean?
Person,
like, yeah, like me. I take more vitamins now. I do more like walking. I try to eat better. You know, I just try to like clear my body out as much as possible. But I've always been a sick woman. But I'm saying, but I'm more health conscious about what the world offers to us and what we not need to take part of and do right by our body. Because like you said, we shouldn't let ourselves go. You know what I mean?
Right.
We should. I ain't saying you got to be a bodybuilder, but you should. I feel like feel good 63. You know what I'm saying? Like I worked a full time job, and my elevator been broken in my building for like 6 months. I've been climbing 4 flights. You know what I'm saying? After working 8 hours and carrying stuff up. So like I said, it's all how you live through your life to get you to when you get to be our age. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You good to go.
That's true. I agree with you.
Hey, yo.
Let
me cut in for a minute. Cause we got a all my listeners. We got a health nut, and we got a woman who fire still burning on the line. So we got to let marinate a little bit.
I don't have no fire.
Oh yeah,
I think you got it mixed up with the other lady, Jay. Yeah, you got it mixed up with the other lady.
Yeah, I don't have a fire.
No.
When I get somebody in my life, then I'll have a fire. But right now, I got the camp, but I don't have the fire.
She said she want to have sex every day. I heard what she said.
I said if I was with somebody.
Every day.
Okay. All right.
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but see, y'all took me out of context.
No, hold up. I want everybody to stay with me. We're gonna go to a quick song, but I want everybody to stay with me because we're gonna be right back. I got too many people texting me and trying to get me to call them on the show, so I'm gonna try to call a couple of people because certain phone companies can't call. I'm going to try to call a couple of people on. If you want to go live, you have to press 1. You know what I mean? If you're on the link, I appreciate you listening. But everybody's on the line, Forrest, all the callers, 4785, 3058, all the numbers is on, stay on. We're going to go to a quick song. We're going to be right back. We're going to finish this topic of sex after 60. Is it real or is it not?
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you could buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get shot for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you, niggas. These shoes can't fit you, niggas. You can play it off. Looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take it there. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real, being genuine. Yourself.
Ah, man, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast. This show has been a show just as I expected. You know what I mean? Because, first of all, when you talk about sex, that's a sensitive subject to some and normal to others. And then when you're talking about being over, that's sensitive to some but normal to others. So I kind of knew this would be a good podcast. You know, just to lay the cards out and let people know that you still got life after 60. You heard some people say that a fire still burns. You heard some people say that, you know, their sex was dead. You have perps, some people come on here and say that sex 3 times a week would be good, and some people said that every day would be good, and some people said that, you know, it really not even necessary. So where did that leave us at for the evening? That leaves us with knowing that in relationships, in marriages, that 1 out of every 10 couples is happy. That leaves us in relationships the same. 50% of divorces, 50% of marriages end in divorce. 50%, that's half. That leaves us with saying, is love real? Is love necessary? You got people giving security and getting nothing back. And you got people giving stuff and not getting security. What I'm trying to say is that's why they call men studs when they fuck a lot of women. Call women hoes. Because some people always giving. It seems like the people that's giving is not getting. And the people that's not getting is always giving. Most relationships or whatever, you know, they start physical attraction. But physical attractions don't last. Show me a girl that's fine as hell with a fat ass and big titties and look good. and she the bomb. I mean, 36, 24. Show me a fine ass woman that's with her. And you show me a fine ass woman, and I'll show you a man that's tired of sleeping with her. Real facts. And it's a reason for all that. We talked about sex, and we talked about a lot of things tonight, you know what I mean? People, are they good kissers? How many times a week would they like sex? What attracted them about men? But it all, you know, in the end, it all boils down to us in the eye of the beholder. It's what you want. If you done with sex, fuck it. You done with sex. If you not, then you not. Me personally, I don't see how you can be done with sex, because I feel like everybody got feelings and needs. And if you done with sex, I feel like it's more mental than physical. Because nothing in the world feel better than laying in the bed with somebody you care about, hugging and kissing and making love and reaching the point of ecstasy, of climax and orgasms and stuff like that. Nothing feels better than that. And I'm not saying nothing bad, but I think everybody is entitled to that. Everybody is entitled to that feeling. Everybody is entitled to cuddle with somebody. Everybody is entitled to love somebody. Everybody is entitled to do what they want to do and feel like they want to feel. And if you're not doing that, that's because that's what you want to do. Whatever position, wherever you at in your life right now, that's because that's where you want to be at. You're not there by mistake. Trust me. If wherever, whatever you at in your life right now, that's because that's where you want to be at. If you married and you happy, that's where you want to be at. If you married and cheating, that's where you want to be at. If you the person that's cheating with the person that's married, or if you the person, if you a mistress or whatever, that's because that's where you want to be at. If you home with somebody and you married and they not satisfying you and you mad as hell with your life and you haven't had an orgasm in months and years, that's because you where you want to be at. Now, I'm just telling you, I'm just talking, and we can touch on it later, but, you know, this is my show, so I get to say how I feel. Because really with me, love don't live here no more. I'm the relationship guru, Mr. Fuck Love, and the person that I'm cool with and agreement with in the relationship or whatever is probably listening to the show tonight, and I'm here to tell you and them and everybody else out there that relationships is hard. They hard. But they hard, but they not hard because of the relationship you got with the person. They hard because of the people on the outside, baby mamas, baby daddies, children, and jobs, and finances, and bills, and all that shit like that. Because if it was just you and them, like Adam and Eve in a garden, and y'all didn't have nothing to do but love each other, everything would be good. But it's all the other shit that go along with all that. Me, you know what I call myself on my show. I'm Mr. F Love, Fuck Love. Because everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. And I'm not afraid to say that. Everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. So I'm Mr. Fuck Love. And I don't feel bad for people who are in love. If you're in love, man, more power to you. Stand on the top of the halls of Congress and scream that you're in love and I accept that. But me, nah. I don't want love. I want agreement. You agree to do this, I agree to do that. Agreement. That's it. And I hope I'm making sense. And if I'm not, then hey, I'm not. But that's, you just getting Jay Sean at the realest. You know what I mean? You just getting me. And I love doing this podcast, for real, I do. Because everybody who listening, all the people on the lines and everything, they could be anywhere else in the world, but they here with me tonight, and that makes me feel good. I done had calls from cousins tonight. I done had calls from sisters, and I done had calls from close friends of mine for 30 years, and I feel good about that. Yeah, I do. But life is life. And you got to start living. You got to live before you die. You only live one time. But if you do it right, if you do it right, that's all you need. I got a friend of mine who I just told him today. Just told him this today. He probably listening. I said, don't wait till it's too late and then wish you would have did a lot of stuff because it's going to be too late. Let me tell you what my father told me on his deathbed. The last thing he ever told me, this real, I don't lie. My father was dying, and I went in the room, and he was on hospice and shit. And he wasn't really saying much, and I said, man, listen, I said, tell me something. Tell me something. Just say something. Tell me something. And he said to me, everything that you think really means something, in the end, it don't mean shit. And I didn't know what he meant. He didn't say shit. He said nothing, but I'm saying shit. But I didn't know what he meant at that time. But now I know what he meant. Everything that you think means something, in the end, it don't really mean nothing. So you worrying about, people worrying about, I'm fucking with this person, but this. I want my man to do this, but this. I need this, but that. And I want this, but that. I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. Somebody fucking with me at my job, but I don't want to say this. I want, my kids is doing this, but I don't want to say that. My girlfriend, my boyfriend is they doing this. They annoying me, but I don't. Man, listen. In the end, it don't mean nothing. In the end, when it's your time, and if you could die, I'm talking about, and you don't die in a sudden death in a plane crash, in a car accident, or some shit like that. If you die naturally and you're getting old and dementia is creeping up on you, and you still got your five physical senses, and you fading away slowly, man, all that stuff that you thought meant something, it ain't gonna mean shit in the end. And that's why people that know me, that's why I do what I want to do. And I could get way deep into that, but I'm not going to get too deep into that. But I don't let nobody dictate what I do. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm not worrying about everybody else. And you can't. So, especially with the people over 60, if you over 60, fuck it. Live your life. You over 60, you in the third quarter. Do what you want to do. Fuck how you want to have sex, how you want to have sex. Talk how you want to talk. Tell people what's on your mind. Don't take no shit from people. Do what you want to do. If you in a relationship and you want some head, get some head. And if sex ain't on your mind, then fuck it. It ain't on your mind. You unique. You rare. You a diamond in the rough. Because I'm going to tell you, 9 out of 10 people, sex is in their mind. Sex. And that's why I did this show, because I wanted to see about people who was over 60. Where was they at in life as far as sex? Because I'm going to be there soon. And I don't know how I'm gonna feel about it. You know what I mean? When I reach that pedestal, I don't know how I'm gonna feel. I really don't know. But if the things you do and the people you be with, you want to see somebody's future, look at their friends. That'll tell you their future. We all gotta, I don't know if I'm talking for people in relationships or out of relationships. I really don't know. But for a minute, I talk about the people in relationships. With people in relationships is hard. I don't really believe in them now. But for people in a relationship, stop trying to fix your relationship inside your house by going outside your house. You hear me? Stop trying to fix your shit inside your house by going outside your house. Because if you have to do that, then stay the fuck outside your house. That's real talk. Because you are what you are. Trust. I mean, like, man, listen, trust a snake to bite you. Trust a liar to lie to you. Trust a thief to steal from you. If you living, if that's inside of you, then fuck it. Live how you live. And I wasn't even supposed to get into all this. I was supposed to go back down the line, but sometimes y'all know I go into a rant. And not go into a rage because I got the demons and I got the devils and I got the monkeys on my back. And I got to get them off my back because I'm going through shit on my own. But if I'm going to answer some of my own questions, sex with me, yeah, it's cool. It's cool when I want to have it. It's cool. Am I trying to pacify somebody's pussy? Nope. Not at all, because I believe a woman could satisfy herself when she wants to. That's just me. How many times a week would I like to have sex? Somebody said earlier 3 times. That's cool. Nothing wrong with that. I'm not there yet, but nothing wrong with that. I could go for about 2 times. But see, I'm a person of quality. Not quantity. Fantasies, like Far said earlier, I don't know if I got any more fantasies left. I think I done did it all as far as that go. If people want to know, I done been in bed with 2 women at one time, 3 women at one time, maybe 4. I don't even know. I lost count. That's because of the life I lived before. Don't mean nothing. Just something to say you did. But 60 and over, I think we heard a lot about that tonight. Marriage before, sex before marriage, we heard a lot about that. We really didn't touch too much on sugar daddies and sugar mamas, but that's okay. We all know what's up with sugar daddies and sugar mamas. If you're looking for a sugar daddy or a sugar mama, inbox me. And if somebody looking to be a sugar daddy, sugar mommy, inbox me and maybe I connect y'all. I don't know. But look, we got a couple of more minutes left. Yo, the phones is open for everybody. So if anybody want to say anything before we leave, the phone lines is open. If not, I'm going to run with it. Going once, going twice, nobody. I guess I'm just entertaining the crowd, and that's good. We got like four minutes left, I think. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. All the people that's 60 and over. If anybody want to say anything, you can say it. I see a lot of phone numbers up there. I couldn't really get to all of them tonight. If everybody done talking, anybody got anything to say before I close out?
Oh, that was a good speech that you had. I like the speech you just said. It was real deep. But the
I probably won't even remember it tomorrow.
All right, a lot of people gonna remind you tomorrow anyway. But you know, I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna leave it alone. People like to listen in, and don't just listen in, and then tell the person whatever you heard. Listen and then say what you gotta say. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, life is short. Don't sit and listen to somebody tell their story. You got a story. Call in, tell your story. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'll be looking for. But, you know, we happy for the people that's listening, too, you know. They the people,
yeah.
You know. I want people on the link. I want people listening. I want people talking. I want everybody participating. Let me see what I want to say. Sex after 60? Hey, it's alive. But you gotta know people. You gotta know men like Forrest, who drinking smoothies every day and eating right and working out and exercising. Because a lot of men, they have mistreated their body with drugs and you know, drinking and smoking. So that's why when you get over 60, you don't have nothing to offer women, just your age. Because you've been abusing your body. You know, you have to take care of you. You have to take care of yourself. And you just got to. If you don't, once you get that age, you won't have nothing to offer nobody. And
no
ladies that 60, no bluff. And ladies that 60, they still out here. They still out here and they still burning. I mean, they fire still hot. You heard it tonight. You got women out here on 60 that might want to get tied up, want their hair pulled, want to be spanked, want to be called dirty names, want you to whisper stuff in their ear. I mean, they still out here. Hey, that's a good thing, for real. Women over 60 out here, that's a good thing, man, for real. I hope that tonight has been a good night. It's been a good night for me. So I hope it's been a good night for everybody, for real. And if you wanted to say something and then you didn't say it, you know what I'm saying? Call next week. Shit. We still gonna be here. You know what I mean? And say something next week. Because That's what I'm here for. I really appreciate everybody tonight. Whether you were sexually active or not, it don't really matter. In the end, I guess it don't really matter. You know what I mean? Sex is sex. You love it or you leave it alone. You love it or you leave it alone. That's all you can do. I'm trying to figure out a last statement for everybody. I really want to thank everybody that called in here tonight, for real. I had some family members that call in here tonight. You know, they text me and told me they was listening. Oh, man, I really appreciate that, man, for real. I really appreciate the love. I hope I entertained everybody tonight. 2 hours went by like it wasn't nothing. And everybody be here the same time. The same 8 o'clock next week. I don't really know what the topic's gonna be yet, but we'll be here with a topic. And if you're not doing nothing tomorrow night, don't forget to listen to Forrest Nance Show, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. That's 7 o'clock. That's the same time. I got my jam playing in the background. I don't know how many people know my jam. Check it out. If somebody tell me that, I did get a free copy of one of my books. What song is this? Somebody texting me something. Look, we just having a good time. I'm getting ready to sign out, everybody. I see you next week, Friday at 8 o'clock. Everybody enjoy the rest of your week. And don't forget that the COVID is back, but they're not going to tell you yet because they're trying to make money. But the COVID is back. Everybody keep your mask on. Wash your hands. If you're vaccinated, that don't mean nothing. You still could catch it. You know what I mean? Everybody stay safe. This is Jay Sean, the Asiatic with the Static, the Wise and Civilized, Trendsetter, Never the Trend Sweater, the Relationship Guru, Mr. Fuck Love. Because what? Because everybody who ever told me they love me hurt me. We gonna be out. Peace. And we out with the SOS band. Somebody text me what song this is, and you'll win a free copy of my book. Yeah, peace out. We out for the evening, everybody. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I had a ball tonight with everybody. Really did. Peace, blessings. Jay Sean, we out.
wasn't great.